the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has created, that the Lord has already established for us. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. You know, it's a great thing that we give our life to the Lord, because without Jesus, we will have no hope, we will have no peace, we will be in darkness. But thank God that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ brings forth the light that we need, that we could see ourselves in the glory of God. And I thank God for His Son, His only begotten Son, who gave His body, soul, and spirit for the whole entire world. And it's a blessing that we, in our right frame of mind, praise God that we can serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning to the body of Christ. I thank God for the men and women, hallelujah, who given themselves, dedicated themselves, rededicated themselves to Christ. You married to Jesus. And thank God when the day will come, He will come back for His bride. He will come back. Oh, praise God, that we can enter into the chamber with Him. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, I know you're on your way out the door. You're on your way to do the work for the Lord. Praise God. Some of you are going to the house of God. You want to meditate on His word. Some of you are going into the shut-in to help those who cannot help themselves. Thank God that some of you on the street ministry, you're out there telling people about Jesus Christ. You're pleading. Praise God. You're really pleading. Praise God that you ask them to give their life to the Lord while they're still on this earth. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, is going to tell His Son to come back to gather those from the north, south, and east. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for this day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I want to read a prayer, praise God, when we are going through difficult times, praise God, but we still need to have the joy of the Lord in our spirit. Yes, I know it's easy, you say it, praise God, but thank God. Think about the goodness that God already got established for you. Think about the crown that you're going to receive, praise God, the crown of life. Thank God. Think about it. Of all the time you went through, all the persecution, all the hallelujah things that you went through, praise God, the difficult time, the hardship, praise God. You didn't know how you're going to feed your family. You didn't know how you're going to survive. You didn't know you're going to have a roof over your head. But think about all those things, praise God, when you had sickness in your body, the doctor gave up on you and say there is no more He can do for you. But thank God, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. The glory of the Lord. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But I thank God for the prayer that we can receive this morning. Thank God. And when we are going through difficult times, thank God for the joy. The joy. Because the joy is God's strength. When you got God's strength, praise God, there's joy, praise God. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And I truly thank God for His grace and mercy. Heavenly Father, even when life feels hard, we know You are our refuge and strength. Your presence gives us hope and remind us that joy is not dependent on my circumstances. It is rooted in who we are, and the promise you made. Teach us to find joy in the struggle, to see your blessing in the midst of trials, and to hold fast to your word when we feel discouraged. Let your promise fill our heart with peace and assurance, reminding us that you are always working for our good, even when we cannot see the full picture. Lord, show us how to focus on your faithfulness. No matter what we face, help us to notice the small ways you are at work in our life and to celebrate your goodness in every season. Let your joy carry us through every trial, giving us the strength to endure and the courage to keep moving forward. Thank you for being our unshakable foundation. Thank you for the source of hope and the giver of true and lasting joy. We trust you in your goodness and rest in the assurance that you are with us always. And I thank you, Father, from your body and blood. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And that's it. When we come to the place and knowing God for ourselves, and I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, that we need to be thanking God, whether it be bad or good, show our gratitude that the Lord is with us. He said in his word, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always. Thank God. He always going to be with us. He never leave us stranded. And most time we leave Jesus, but Jesus never leave us. He never breaks his promise. We as human beings, we break promise. We don't keep them. Praise God. But Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of God, he never breaks his word. He never breaks his promise. He always fills his promise when he promised his servant what he going to do for them. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God. As I read the word of God, I came across 1 Thessalonians, thank God, thank you Lord, 5:18. And it says here, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who called you is faithful, and he will do it. Listen what God, thank God for Paul. Tell the Thessalonians, we got to learn to trust Jesus every step of the way. We got to learn to trust his word. When you read his word, believe in what you're reading. Don't doubt when you read his word. Believe and say, Lord, I believe. I read your word. You are speaking to me as I read your word. And it penetrates into my heart. It penetrates into my spirit. Now I learn to trust you because you say so. And I thank God when we go through difficult times, when we go through times that you don't know how you're going to come out, your back is against the wall, you don't know how you're going to come out alive, but rest assured that the Lord that you serve, the Jesus that you accept as your Lord and Savior, he will come through for you. He will bring you out. You don't know how, you don't know when, but one thing about it, you learn how to trust the Savior. And I thank God for Jesus. Paul was giving the Thessalonians the hope that they need. if they just believe in what the Word of God is saying. And I thank God for Jesus. We are that people today, trusting in God when you're going through your situation. Some of you are probably going through some difficult times. You might come to the crossroad and make a decision. You don't know how you're going to come out with this decision. But in your mind, you got to make a decision and what you're going to do, life or death. But one thing about it, God is there. Jesus gave himself for the whole entire world. He gave himself. He made his decision to be that Lamb of God, to lay on the altar, to sacrifice his body, soul, and spirit, that you can receive the inheritance that God promised us. So I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for our Lord and Savior, who redeemed us from the curse of the enemy, the adversary, Satan, praise God, and redeemed us from the curse of sin. Oh, I thank God that he redeemed us. He abided death, that we don't have to die, but live and declare the works of his name. Hallelujah. So we are in the process. You are, myself, praise God, and others. We need to work very faithfully, diligently, to move forward, to get what we need from Jesus. And thank God that he come to save our body, our soul, and our spirit. We need to be thankful and have the joy of the Lord in our spirit when you are going through. Yes, when you are going through, praise God. We don't need to doubt God when it comes to his word. But I thank God for Jesus that we need to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Wherever you're going through, give joy to the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We got to pray when we're going through, and we got to pray when we're coming out. But we got to keep on praying. Thank God. And I remember this movie, praise God, The Overcomer. Thank God for Jesus. When I think about the movie, praise God, facing the giant, when the coach told the football player, thank God for the bad, thank God for the good. When we lose, you thank God. When we win, we thank God. And just the same way it is in the principle of life, we got to learn to thank God. Thank God. We got to learn to thank God for the good and thank God for the bad. Because one thing about it, we got to have the spirit of gratitude. We got to have the spirit of being thankful. We got to have the spirit and knowing that God is with us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So my brothers and sisters, hold fast to the faith. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.